Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I'm talking about, you ever seen Joy before, like the joy of the Lord? Well, this is Joy Villa, and she's done, it's time for us to take a stand like she did.
Yes.
It's just a shame because she's probably the only one there that took the stand, but guess what we're talking about? We're talking about the one who stood up for what was right, Joy Villa. John, tell us about Joy Villa.
This is so important. You know, the Grammys just happened, and Joy, you know, everyone makes a big deal about not just a song, but what people wear, and Joy took this moment to stand boldly for what she believes in. I'm so proud of her. Well, we're going to hear an interview from her where she discusses why she wore a pro-life dress that she hand-painted herself. You don't want to miss it. Watch.
Well, last night I wore my dress that says, actually didn't say anything. It showed a picture of a fetus, and this painting I painted on my dress. It's one that I had painted 10 years ago, and I recreated it on my dress. And my purse, this is the purse that says Choose Life. So I chose to represent a Choose Life, pro-life message on the Grammys red carpet.
What kind of a reaction did you get?
A lot of love, a lot of hate. Social media, a lot of people are hating on me right now. But at the Grammys, actually, I had a lot of people tell me it's beautiful. They wanted to hear my story. I told them that I had given a child up for adoption 10 years ago. That was my choice, and that's why I'm pro-life.
So you gave your child up for adoption. This is something very personal to you.
Yes, absolutely. This is why I chose to wear it. That was actually a painting of my daughter when I was 8 months pregnant. I was 20 years old. I was faced with a crisis pregnancy, and this is something that meant a lot to me. And I really wanted to show my values on that carpet and use this platform for activism. A lot of stars use activism. I use activism for my own personal values.
Is that so awesome? I think about Vice President Pence and his wife, Karen, right?
Yes.
That when they were governor, they were strict advocates for promoting promoting adoption.
Yeah, yes.
Adoption and pro-life. And she just hosted the pro-life march, the March for Life. In the Naval Observatory where they live and began to share their testimony about that. But when you see Joy like this, here she's a singer, she wore this white wedding dress. Take a look, this white dress, it's a white wedding dress, it says,
Wow. That
she hand-painted with an image of her child when the baby was in the room, surrounded by a rainbow, paired with a purse, which she chose. So you're looking at, you know, how many people are trying to show off their bodies?
Exactly. But
she wants to show off her baby. She wants to show off life. And that she chose a tough choice, but it's a better choice than murder. You know, so she chose life because life, you know, it makes me think about, you know, and look at a purse. You got a closer look up, I think, of your purse here. You know, I think Fox News had this where some people are trying to get a good graphic. It's like, just do it.
And there it is.
Do it.
And the world is talking about it.
And you think about why she would put a rainbow on there, because it's the promise of life. You know, that rainbow actually represented and represents God promising. God's promise.
That's right.
And so a child, you know, when God gives you a child, it's just a promise.
It's beautiful.
It really is, you know, and every child that you put for adoption that you did not abort, guess what? If they were to write you a letter right now, they'd go, thank you very much for not doing that, not taking my life, you know. But it makes me think about this, John, the sad thing about what took place in the Senate with when the President Donald Trump, and she wore a dress a year ago to the Grammys that said, Make America Great Again.
That's
we don't
right.
have that dress for you. Maybe they can make it later on. But understand this, that he wanted to get a 20-week bill into pass through Congress where you could not abort a child in a child's life after 20
after
weeks.
After 20 weeks. In fact,
And this is, they said they're pro-life Congress, pro-life Senate, right?
Yeah.
And what happened?
Well, this is interesting. This is what President Trump slammed the Senate late Monday.
Can you keep her up? We want to keep her up.
Yeah,
we're
keep her up. Late Monday, after a legislation banning abortion after 20 weeks of pregnancy failed to survive a procedural vote.
This
is a Republican Congress, a Republican Senate,
right.
And it failed. Republicans needed only 60 votes to advance the measure dubbed Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act. However,
because the baby can feel pain.
Pain, absolutely.
And it's scientific fact. Oh, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Listen, the vote finished 51-46.
In the Senate.
In the Senate, 9 short of the necessary threshold. And this is what President Trump said. He ran on a pro-life campaign. You saw him speak at March for Life. And he said,
in the debates?
Yes, in the debates, he says, listen, it's not okay with me.
He says it's sick
with me to abort a baby.
Right.
And this is what he says, quote, It is disappointing that despite support from a bipartisan majority of the U.S. senators, this bill was blocked from further consideration. Trump said in a statement, scientific studies have demonstrated that babies in the womb feel pain at 20 weeks. He continues to say, we must defend those who cannot defend themselves. Trump added that the vote rejects scientific facts and puts the United States out of the mainstream in the family of nations, in which only 7 out of 198 nations, including China and North Korea, allow elective abortions after 20 weeks of pregnancy.
Yeah.
We are in line with North Korea and China.
So 9 votes, which means it matters who you vote for.
Mm.
You know, 46% of Christians, they say that are registered but don't vote. I mean, you can make a difference. These midterms are coming up, you know, and it makes a difference. Vote for people. Ask the question. When our governor was running, I asked him right out front, what do you think about abortion? What do you think? And guess what? What he told me he believed in is what he did. He signed the first born alive bill in the state of Florida, you know, Governor Rick Scott. And I want to encourage you, you can probably see the phone number on your screen right here. Call Congress, call your Senate, you know, talk to them and tell them, listen, it matters. Stand up, fight for it. Don't just assume they're not going to vote for it. I believe the Lord is going to change the hearts of those who are against abortion. They're going to begin to, now for abortion, they're going to begin to become for it. Things are going to turn. We're fixing to go to a break right now. We want to hear from you. You know, let us know about your thoughts, because there was a day where people actually enslaved other people, and people were sitting around having a conversation like this, and they're going like, I understand, you know, like Wilberforce going like, you know, that this is not appropriate. And they're going, well, is it? And all of a sudden they began to talk about it, and Wilberforce changed the whole movement across the world to end it. But people actually thought enslaving human beings was an okay thing. Mm. But guess what? Right. Now look at it. People look at it. That was evil. That's a shame. It's evil. And it is. But guess what? Science is going to prove, just like it's doing now, that the choosing to take the life of your child, or telling your girlfriend to take the life of your child, or promoting your wife to take your child because you're having difficulty with your present child and you want a boat or you want to do something different, that's going to look just like it did in the days of slavery. Look at somebody owns slaves right now. You think, what? I can't believe you thought like that. They're going to look, John, and they're going to look, because science lets us know down to the heartbeat of that child. And they're going to say, how could you have taken this child's life? People say, well, they lied to me. I didn't know enslaving people was wrong. Like, they're going to, right. How could you not know taking a human being advantage of them and getting economic gain from somebody else's labor? They're going to say, well, how can you actually take some child and get financial gain because you didn't want to spend that money on a child? Let us know your comments. Talk to us. We want to hear about us in the community. Put your comments below. Call us up. And we got to stand. If you get a chance to stand up for Joy Villa, stand up for her. And also stand up for our president when he stands up for life.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.